Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Amen. Let's all stand as we open up the Word of God. And turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. Let's read together verses 8 through 14, and then we can be seated. Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for the testimonies that went forth. Father, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Living an Empowered Life. Hallelujah. I believe many of us were touched. Wow, some of us couldn't go to bed that last night. Yolanda and I, we were up until 3 in the morning, not knowing what to do, but just like enjoy the moment. Amen. We were so filled with the power of God. And so my encouragement to all of us is live that empowered life. Can I get an amen? Live with the joy of the Lord. And one of the ways that we're going to see in this morning's message is things that can help strengthen our walk with Christ. Can I get an amen? So let's all read together verses 8 through 14, and then we can be seated. And let's read. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Say that with me again. Power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings and being conformed to his death, if by any means I may obtain to the resurrection from the dead. And verse 12, will conclude verse 12 through 14, and it reads, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of which for which Jesus Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. May the Lord have a blessing to the hear and read of his word. You may be seated. There's a whole lot in that. But one of the things we're going to see in this lesson this morning is the things that we have a part in. Can I get an amen? I've heard testimonies. I heard a few of them. Man, I was in a dry place. I was in a desert place. But let me just say this. God has never left us. Can I get an amen? He will never forsake you. There are times where he allows those things so that we can just seek him with our whole heart. And then he comes up and says, bam, here I am. I never left you. Hallelujah. So I impose this question right up here. What is a godly, empowered life? And how is it achieved? Is it achieved through good works? How is it achieved? Here's the answer. By faith. By faith. You got to believe God's word. You got to believe the power of God. You got to believe the resurrection power of God. Can I get an amen? You got to believe what he started in you, he will complete. Hallelujah. Some of you, he started years ago, and yet he's not done with you. Can I get an amen? Matter of fact, God is perfecting things in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to look to see that that it's faith. And I love how the Living Translation describes it in Hebrews. Let's look at this right up here. In the Living Bible Translation, what is faith? So ask your question. It's a question imposed upon us. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us. even though we cannot see it up ahead. Isn't that something? Thank you, God. You know, in the most simplest way of faith is Sister Jessica drives the buses around town. She works for the San Diego Transit company in San Diego here. I think it's in the South Bay area. And there's people waiting on the bus stop, right? And they have a destination to go. Some of them are prepaid. Some of them pay on the spot. But did you know that that person that's waiting for the bus, they already know that 10:40, it'll be here. And then they get on the bus. And by 11:30, they'll be at their destination. Amen? Did you know that's faith? Because they see it already ahead that they're going to be there at 11:30. Listen, this is what God wants us to always have, expectation of what God is going to do in your life. Some of you have children that are still not serving Christ. You got to believe that, God, I see them saved already, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, water baptized. I see them worshiping right next to me. Come on, you have to have the faith to believe that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. But you got to see it ahead of time. You got to see it, okay, at that appointed time, God, you're going to do the miraculous. You got to call it as though it was not. And believe. Believe. Come on. How many of you have friends and family, loved ones, co-workers, students that you know that are not serving God, that have no desire for God? Okay, this is the year to believe God for them. Say, so you know what? They're going to come into the house of God and they're going to worship the King. Hallelujah. And watch God just show them his glory. Come on. Somebody got to give God praise and glory. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. Faith is critical. Let's look at this. A godly life is one that is no longer seeking satisfaction through a sinful lifestyle, but is now surrendered to God and his will. So when you come to him surrendering your life to him, guess what? That's when he can take the reins of your life. Every one of us has reins and rudders. Did you know that? So either you are the captain of your own ship steering it, or you've turned it over to Christ and allow him to steer the rudder and to hold on to the reins. Can I get amen? Amen. So we're going to go through this quickly, but number one, what are the things? What are the things that we saw? Faith, amen? Faith. But also through faith is we need to establish a life of prayer. Prayer. For 3 months, Sister Yolanda, we would pray. I would pray, Lord, pour out your glory when the preacher comes. Pour out your glory. Hallelujah. Did you know that every one of us has the same anointing? Can achieve the same anointing? Hallelujah. God wants to use you mightily like he did Evangelist Felipe Reyes. You know God wants to use you that way as well? Listen, there's no big guys and little yous in the kingdom of God. He wants to use all of us equally the same. But it's birthed through a life of prayer. I know that preacher. That preacher loves to pray. He loves to get along with God. He seeks God, and God uses him. Why? Because there's examples in the Word of God. Listen, let's look at this. In Mark 1:35, this is Jesus. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went away to a secluded place, and was what? Praying there. He's the perfect example. He's the one that we need to glean and look at. Say, man, if the Son of God who came down to die for us took time out to pray, then we need to seek God no differently. Can I get an amen? Listen, throughout the scriptures, we find that, my goodness, he was a man of prayer. Jesus, the Son of God, was a man of prayer. And this is why we need to plug in. Let me just say this. There are many times where I'm on my knees just in my closet room, and the Spirit of God just, bam, falls on me. Man, and then I'm just like, man, I'm like a kid in a candy store, just enjoying the moment. Why? Because he sees your heart wants to be close to him. And listen, he doesn't disappoint. God doesn't disappoint. Here's another example of scripture right here, found in Luke 4:42. When a day came, Jesus left and went to a secluded place. He's always finding a secluded place. Did you catch that? He always wants to get away. Listen, there needs to be a place in your home that you get away. Whether it's in your bedroom, whether it's in your family room, come on, just get away. 5 minutes. What, is 5 minutes going to take a lot? No, just a little time. Say, Lord, man, I just want to thank you. I want to pray. You start worshiping him and watch him touch you mightily. Oh, yes, he will touch you mightily. Prayer that promotes godliness is not merely occasional petition, saints, offered in times of trouble or need, but a daily conversation with the Father that springs from love for him and gratitude and attitude toward him and saying, God, thank you. Thank you for my life. When's the last time you actually thanked him for your life? Thank you for keeping me as a child. Thank you, God, for keeping me as a youth. Thank you, God, for keeping me as a young woman and a young man in my early adulthood. And now for some of us that are in our latter years, thank you, God, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so there are times throughout Scripture where Jesus, he had to teach his disciples. Look what we find right up here in Luke 11:1. Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught us to pray. Can I get an amen? Amen. Saints, since we live in a world filled with temptations and trials and heartaches and burdens and sin, and an intimate prayer life should be a priority. Can I get an amen? Why? You know what it does? It keeps away. It keeps away what? It keeps away those sinful things that want to attach to us. So if you're a man and woman of prayer, seeking God and staying close to him, those other things will have no attraction to you. I've heard it said like this: this Bible, when you open up and you're praying, this is what will keep sin away. But if it's closed, that's what will bring sin to your life. It will bring sin to your life. Why? Because you'll get cold and callous, and I have no time for God. I don't have time for Bible study. I don't have time for all that. I got busier things to do. And praise the Lord, sister. I see you just walking in. She just made it all the way down from where? Carmel Valley. She's here to get baptized. Come on. Thank you, God. God's going to do something mighty in your life, girl. Come on. Man, you just keep on coming with expectation. Can I get amen? And it's Lisa, right? Praise the Lord. God is good. And so, saints, as we mentioned right up here, we need to focus on faith. Focus on faith for a moment. Let me just say this. I think it was the second night that Evangelist Felipe Arellas was teaching on, and it was regarding building our faith. Listen, before God does the miracles, he's got to elevate your faith. And the elevation of the faith is through the preaching of the word. It's through the preaching of the anointed word. And so when your faith comes overflowing and saying, oh God, now I expect now instead of doubt, man, that's when God does the miraculous in your life. Oh yes, because if you understand who he is, you will believe by faith on what he can do. Let's look at this verse of scripture right up here in Psalms 103:19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. So you have to understand that God sits up in heaven on his throne 24/7. Whether you're asleep or you're up and about, he's still on his throne, sitting up in heaven. So he hasn't gone nowhere, nor will he ever go anywhere. He's there overseeing what he created. His throne is in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Did you catch that? His sovereignty? That means, okay, you're crying out for a healing. Let's just say Sister Yolanda's crying out for a healing, but just because she didn't get healed today doesn't mean he's not going to heal her. He may choose to heal her the next day because he's sovereign. He chooses when to bless your life. Can I get an amen? We just got to keep walking in faith. Lord, I believe. I believe what you're going to do. I believe that you're going to just heal. I believe that you're going to deliver. Come on, and this is why we have to have the faith to believe that, amen? If you understand that his throne room is established forevermore, there's no need to fret, there's no need to worry. Thank you, God. Last night, I'll tell you what happened last night. I got testimony time. Those of you know our good friends, the Home Buckets, Marisa and Steve Eustace, they said, hey, we have a dear friend, his name is Sean, and he's one of many in our county that have acquired that flu virus. He's been in intensive care with tubes down his mouth and everything for 3 weeks now. 3 weeks. And so we decided last night, let's go pray for him. He's at Grossmont Hospital by the Grossmont Mall. So we went in and we had to get masked up. We had to get gloved up. We went in by faith. Brother Felipe had scriptures. We walked in. They only let two at a time. So I'm on his side, on his left side. Brother Felipe is around the front, right close to his head. This guy is totally out, just asleep, like in an induced coma. But his wife was on the other side. Her name is Jennifer. And all she was doing was just rubbing his hand. So Brother Felipe started praying and then reading the scriptures of healing. They were all scriptures of healing. And I was praying with him. And then it was my turn to pray. And as soon as I closed my eyes, that woman that was across the bed, his wife Jennifer, is like God turned on a TV screen. And I saw her face with my eyes closed. And I heard God say, it's her time right now. Go pray for her. So after we were praying for him, I looked up to her. I said, God said we need to pray for you. And she goes, yes, please pray for me. So we went around the other side of the bed. And me and Brother Felipe laid hands on her. We were praying. Man, the Holy Ghost fell on her. She almost collapsed. She almost went down. And we had to hold her. And she was going, oh, what's going on? She goes, man, I feel my chest filling up with this bright light. The Holy Ghost came upon her. And man, and she was like, oh my gosh. And she was lit up. And then God gave her a revelation that, you know what? Throughout this situation at hand with her husband, it's going to be what's going to bring him to the cross. And she gave her heart. And then it was like, man, God showed me this is what we need to do. We can't keep this precious gift within these four walls. Come on. We got to go out, man. We got to touch. We got to go pray. Man, we got to go reach someone. Can I get an amen? There's a dying world out there. Hallelujah. That want to know who Jesus is. We can't contain it in these four walls. Can I get an amen? We got to go out and we got to evangelize. We got to share. Hallelujah. Yolanda and I, we got a table going. We're going to go to the Chula Vista Mall. We're going to put a banner. It says, need prayer. And we're going to just pray with souls that need help. There's hurting people out there. Can I get an amen? They want to know who Jesus is. Oh, they don't want to know religion. They don't want to know what a program is. They want to know, what can Jesus do for me? Hallelujah. And God can deliver from the guttermost to the uttermost. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. We got to believe God, that God's able to do all things. Hallelujah. We went by faith, and then God gave me a word for her. And then she just started telling everyone. She told the nurses. She goes, that was my problem. I was not trusting God. She goes, now I'm trusting God. And I gave her this word right up here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean onto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct your path. Hallelujah. It's trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to trust God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And then God showed me as I was preparing this message is that we need to be about the word. Can I get an amen? You can have a great experience and have joy, but you got to be worded and girded up in truth. Can I get an amen? We got to it's the meditation of the word of God. I'll tell you. One of the things that happened in these four nights when the word of God was coming forth, it's like the Holy Spirit illuminated it. Hallelujah. The power of God, it's like God's flashlight. It's like seeing something that has always been there, but you never saw it like that. You see, that's when the anointing comes. That's when God comes and he reveals these things. They're always there. They're always going to be there. But he prepares your heart to receive the engrafted word of God. Can I get an amen? Let's look at this verse of scripture right up here. It says, when I remember, this is King David, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night of watches. He was a man of prayer. Did you know he? When his enemies came after him, he ran to God. He could have ran away, but he ran to God. Thank you, God. Meditation includes reading scripture, thinking about it, seeking to apply what God says, asking him questions, and surrendering any issue, saints, that he brings to mind. Is there something that he's saying, give it to me, I'll give you something that's better. Give it to him. Give it to him. And don't give it grudgingly. Oh, man, but I still like that. No, give it to him. He'll give you something better. Hallelujah. Something that will glorify him and magnify him. Can I get an amen? And so as we focus on the Lord, worries and concerns, they drift away. If you're in your closet room and you're praying and seeking God, man, I'm telling you, those 4 nights, man, the peace of God, all the things that would bother me, worry me, and all these things, yeah, just give it to me. Let it go. Don't worry. Don't worry. He's in full control of our lives. Total control. He knows who's coming and who's going. He knows what God is doing to our lives. He knows the ones he's going to heal. He knows the ones that are going to be saved. All he's asking you and I to be faithful unto him. And he'll take care of the rest. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Look how King David also said right up here. Establish my footsteps in your what? Word. It's the word. Come on, that's where our foundation is established, in God's word. And do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. So when you're meditating on the word, when you're drawing close to God, hallelujah, when you're a man and woman of praise and worship and an attitude of gratitude, that's when God is going to do the miraculous in your life. The anointing is going to be overflowing, and people are going to go, wow, I want what you got. You know why? Because the world has no goods like this. You got to remember, the treasures that we have in earthen vessels are from the Lord, and they come from heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Saints, if we want God to fill our minds with his word, we must guard against letting the world dominate our thoughts. The world has a grip. Sometimes the world can be more enticing, but man, this is where you have to guard your heart. Can I get amen? Guard it through the power of God. It's easy to be occupied from morning until evening with the things of the world without giving much thought to God. And so God, I really believe, is redirecting us in many ways in our own personal life. Can I get amen? So taking time to be alone with the Lord, to meditate on his word, saints, is essential if we want to live a godly life. In order to live a godly life, there's some things that we have to just sometimes lop off us. Can I get amen? And the one of the things is callousness. Man, letting our heart get callous. Letting it get almost frigid. Where God cannot come in and show you what he wants to do in your life. You're persuaded by other things. Okay, we're a couple more points and we close. Hallelujah. Another thing is just obedience. That's it. Obey God's word. Do what he says. Can I get an amen? Don't do what the pastor says. Don't do what the elder says, the deacon says. No, you do what God said in his word. Can I get an amen? Because God's way is more perfect. We're unperfected beings serving and worshiping a perfect God. So we need to look unto him. Amen. Moses told the nation of Israel this right up here in Deuteronomy. If you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I commanded you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Did you catch that? Listen, if you look around, nations actually means ethnicity. So in other words, God doesn't see color. He doesn't. There's Jew and Gentile. We're Gentiles. and we are filled with all ethnic backgrounds in here. But he will set those who trust in the name of the Lord Jesus above. Hallelujah. Not that we're better. No, that he has graced us with his anointing, his power, his favor. How many want favor from God? I want his favor every day that I wake up. And you know what? One of the biggest favors that I'm looking for, God, give me another breath of air. Give me another breath of air that I may honor you and praise you and glorify you. Somehow, some way that I can glorify you, God. So in a similar way, saints, we walk on a higher level than the world when we live in obedience to God. And not that we're better. No, it's that he has empowered us. When you're walking in power, man, it's like, man, it's almost like you're walking on clouds. Oh, yes. And it's not to look down on them. No, it's that, man, God, we go from faith to faith, glory to glory. That's God doing a mighty work in your life. It's not a matter of looking down on others, but choosing to live by God's standards rather than following the world's lifestyle. That's all it is. Last 2 points. Number 5, dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Come on, we need to depend upon him. I love my sister's testimony. Man, I never felt this before. Yeah. You know what? He was always there. And guess what? He just chose that day to ignite and show more of his glory. Sometimes, you know, we can walk for so many years and, you know, and then all of a sudden he goes, you know what? Today, I'm going to take you deeper with me. And you're gonna know that it's just not the faith that you're walking in, but I'm going to make myself known real to you. Man. Listen, we don't serve a dead God. Can I get an amen? We serve the living God. He's still alive in us. Hallelujah. And listen, we don't have to tie into the gimmicks of things. You know that there's destiny cards and tarot cards coming into the church. We don't need none of that. All we need is the power of God to come and deliver. The power of God to come and save. Hallelujah. The power of God to raise us up. Hallelujah. And take us with him. Hallelujah. And watch people get delivered. Watch people get saved. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed to know what God is doing in your life? Thank you, God. And so the power of the Holy Spirit is a must for us. We need to have his presence in us. And you know what? All that does is just signifies in our heart that he's alive and well living inside me. Listen, he chose a vessel so unworthy. We're all unworthy. And he chose yet to still live inside you. And ignite in you. And you're going, oh my gosh. It's like, I remember that feeling, brother. It's like, I was like, man, I couldn't hug enough pillows because he was just embracing me. Man, it was like a hand inside caressing you. It's like, oh my gosh. Let's look at this scripture right up here in Ephesians. Let's look at this. Every believer in Jesus is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, but the Apostle Paul tells us to be filled with the Spirit. Can I get an amen? Man, you need to covet to be filled with the power of God, because without the power, you're operating under your own strength. And guess what that's going to lead to eventually? Burnout. Burnout. I can't do this no more. Yeah, that's because the power of God is not filling your whole entire being with supernatural strength. Listen, being a Christian should be a walk of faith in the supernatural. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Because if you're doing it in your own strength, man, you'll give up and throw in the towel. Man, there's been times I wanted to just throw in the towel, and then God says, hey, wait a minute. Just remember where I found you. So you want to go back to that? And then I get a paradigm change. Then I go, oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy, God. Because you pulled me up from the miry clay. You put my feet on solid ground. Oh, when I didn't deserve being an atheist, being a drug doper, and all those things that once captivated my life. And then he cut and severed it and set me free. How dare me go back, hallelujah, and be stagnant for him. Man, I want to be in love with him. I want to know everything that he's going to do and what he's about to do. Can I get an amen? I want to be a part of what he's doing. Look at this in the Word of God. Paul had to write to the Ephesian church to remind them. Look at this. See then that you walk circumspectly. In other words, walk in honoring the King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming what? The time. We got to redeem the time. Every day that God gives us is an opportunity to glorify him, to witness, to testify. Hallelujah. To pray, to raise up others in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Redeeming the time. The time is not ours anymore. We've been bought with the price. So now it's time to redeem the time. Because the days, why? Because the days are evil. If you don't think the days we live in are evil, think again. We don't live and leave it to Beaver days no more. Father knows best. We don't. Man, those were my favorite shows. When's the last time a doctor came to your door like Dr. Marcus Welby? I'm taking some of you way back, huh? Come on, when's the last time they came with their little bag and let me hear your heartbeat. Are you okay? You know, no. For some of you don't have the best insurance, you got to wait 3 months till someone sees you. I'll be dead by then. That's why we need to call on Dr. Jesus. Can I get amen? Because the days are evil. It's all about money. It's all about greed. It's all about stepping on one another so I can climb this ladder. I need to climb the corporate ladder. Look at this. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? And do not be drunk with wine. Man, don't be out there wine bibbing. Come on, man. God delivered you from that. You don't need to be drunk on the things of the world. And you know what? A lot of times that wine can be interpreted as the things of this world, the mindset. Hallelujah. The ungodliness. Those that promote atheism and humanistic point of views. Man, we need to be about our Father's business. Can I get amen? But understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, but which is dissipation, but be filled with what? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hey, tonight, man, I'm going to encourage those. If you didn't make it out any of the four nights, we're going to have the preacher here tonight one more time before he flies out. And if you need hands laid on, there's some things that you're dealing with in your life that, man, we heard a testimony of complete healing over here. Not only did our sister get healed. She got filled with his power, with his glory. Hallelujah. And she can't contain it. Come on. Man, she lit up, man, like a candle. Man, thank you, God. Listen, when God gets a hold of your heart like that, you got to tell somebody. She called us up at 9 o'clock the next morning, man, said, guess what happened to me? Come on, sister, man. Me and Sister Yolanda, we were just on the other side of the phone just rejoicing for you. I was hopping down like this, man. I said, man, look what God did for you. And guess what? He could do it for you too. Come on. You just got to come by faith. Man, you just got to take your own wisdom and throw it at the door. Take your own understanding, throw it at the door. And walk in faith. And watch God do the miraculous. He will do the miraculous. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Listen, and as we learn this walk of God, it'll be all about this, giving to God and to others. I think there was a song that was shared this morning. Was it you, Sister Jessica? I give myself away. And the worship team sings this quite often. I give myself away. It's about giving yourself away. Jesus taught this very vital principle. Let's look at this right up here. In Luke 6:38, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, there are ministries that use this for just financial. It's about giving your life away. It's in every aspect of giving your life away. It can work in finances. It can work in praying. It can work in teaching and raising up. It's whatever you give away, God, hallelujah, man, will intensify it and produce a 10 to 100-fold return. One day you're going to go, oh, man, I owe $27,000, and come back and say, man, it's been paid for you. It's giving yourself away. It's loving the Lord, praising Him, glorifying, walking, learning to walk in His ways. Now, learning to walk in His ways, we're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have, I like to call them sometimes, they're face plants. Have you ever had a face plant? I've had a face plant. 28 years? Yeah, I had several of them. You fall right on your face, and here comes the Holy Spirit with this Holy Spirit spatula scraping you, man, from the bottom. And let me restore this, brother. Let me touch him again. Hallelujah. And then after He cleanses you and washes you, then He says, come on, keep on doing what I called you to do. Listen, He's not angry. We don't serve an angry God. Listen, if He was angry and mad at us, why would He go to the cross? He went to the cross because He loved us so much. He loved you. He saw the condition we were in before we got saved. And so He knows the condition that we're in after we become saved. And He knows it's not a perfect walk, but we are perfected unto Him. Hallelujah. He teaches us day by day His goodness, His grace, His mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so this is the last principle, and we close. This is a tough one here. This one's tough here. You know why? My former pastor shared with me, you can have an ought with someone, a disagreement, a falling out, however choose you want to classify it. And you could be so right, and yet be dead, dead wrong. Let me explain it. You could point out all the things that they did that hurt you, what they said about you, their motives, their actions. And you could be so, yeah, man, this is what you done. And guess what? And then you lose them. And so you were dead, dead wrong for blasting it and not forgiving it. Hey, it doesn't happen overnight. We can carry hardness and bitterness for a long time, until it just starts stewing up. Like, man, there's someone, man, I gotta reach out, man. Monday night, God got a hold of my heart. There's someone you need to go get right with. I don't care what they did. You just come with the spirit of humility and put everything on you. And then just wait. I did what I was called to do. I did it in faith, trusting and believing God. That word was for me Monday night. And some of you, no, actually it was Sunday night, the first night. Some of you, you had a different run-in with God those past four nights. God spoke to you in intimate ways. So differently from mine, so differently from yours. But yet it's the same God pouring out the needs on His people. What we need today. Not what we needed yesterday or tomorrow. What we need today. We serve a God that's a God yesterday, today, and forever. Can I get an amen? God will never die on us. I hope you know. If He dies, guess what? This whole universe collapses. I don't see in His word. His word says that He has given us salvation throughout eternity. We're going to live forever. Not in these bodies of flesh. They're going to expire. They're temporary here. Praise God. Some of you will go to a precious, loving age of 90, 92, 93. We know my father's still alive at 92. This one man that I really loved over the years, who was a college announcer, Keith Jackson. He went on to be with the Lord. He's 89 years old. It was his time to go on to be with God. We're not here forever, but redeem the time that you're here. Redeem every moment. Make sure that you're doing the will of God. Can I get an amen? And one of the things is to forgive others. Oh, yes. Forgiveness may not be easy, but it's what the Lord commands us. Even if someone betrays us, we must forgive and trust God to take care of the situation. Can I get an amen? Look at these two verses of scripture and then we'll close. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Listen, I know for a fact that if I didn't step out in faith when that word came to me Sunday night, he would withdraw his presence from me, even though he never left me. But his presence would, well, he would have just, I've been in situations in the past where I know that I'm not doing the will of God. I'm stepping out of the will. I'm doing my own thing. And he has withdrawn. And it was like, oh God, where did you go? I never left you. But when he chooses to touch you, man, he reminds you how good he is. How awesome and power he is. And one of the things that's really critical when we entreat one another is this right up here. In Matthew 6:14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Wow. Lord, I had a bow. Yes, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Listen, we're not perfect men and women. Can I get amen? Amen. We've got shortcomings. We fall short of the glory of God, the Bible says, but we serve a perfect God. We serve an awesome God, a God that knows our every need. And I truly believe he's going to use us in mighty ways in 2018. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Amen. God showed me that we should have no empty seats in here. And it's going to take us to go out and share and bring them in. Can I get amen? Amen. If we can do it, you can do it, we can all do it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And you watch God. Just be obedient to that. Give what God has given to you. And you know what? Just share. Invite. Come on. Just say, hey, you know what? I know a God that can meet your need.
Amen.
And build their faith to the place of where, okay, I'm going to step out in faith. Because the Bible says all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. And he can move that mountain. And a mustard seed, when we are in Israel, it's smaller than a pulga. Oh, okay, smaller than a flea. That's what a pulga is. So if you ever get bit by one, it was a pulga that bit you. All you have to have the size of a mustard seed, and he can move a mountain. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. And so I leave you with these questions, three of them. Number one, what changes would you have to make to cultivate these seven godly habits that we just talked about? What do you have to do? So this is where we take circumspect of our life, amen? So God, what honors you? What glorifies you? What can I do, God, that will bring glory to you? And a lot of times it's just, you know what? Have faith in me, and I will teach you my ways. Listen, you don't become a Christian overnight. You become saved overnight. God will save you, but that Christian man and woman that portrays and walks in godliness, that don't come overnight. There's some things that we have to go through. There's some things that we learn, and there's some junk in the trunk that God still needs to get rid of. Number two. What areas are the most challenging for you? For some people, here's my perception, not just here at Amazing Grace, when I was at Mission Valley, there was 3,000 souls over there at Mission Valley. I think the most challenging one is when the prayer meeting's called. Oh, I don't know if I want to come out tonight. Oh, well, I'm a little tired. No, seriously. And you know, I've said this long enough. This is what I asked the Lord this year. Lord, don't give me a disappointing heart. Allow me to walk in faith and just, God has given us an opportunity to come and pray, to be with each other, to lift one another up. So that alone is enough for us, is that God has allowed us to open up doors of opportunity for us to come. Now it's up to you to come. And also to be in His Word. Be in His Word. Man, if you don't love His Word, something's missing. Love His Word. Love what God is doing in your life. Receive the engrafted Word of God. You know why? Because every time you hear the preached Word of God, the enemy wants to try to pluck it out of your heart. He wants to pluck out the engrafted Word that was sown into your heart. And number three, what obstacles will you need to overcome? One of them, prayer. But more importantly, faith. Faith. You got to have the faith to believe that God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever think and ask and hope for. When we prayed last night for Sean, who has been in his hospital bed for 3 weeks, God quickened my heart and had faith to be obedient to ask his wife if she wanted prayer and if she wanted to receive Christ. It takes faith to believe that God spoke to you. You know, she could have easily said, oh, no, that's okay, I'm fine. You know, and be really, you know, bummed out for her husband laying there for 3 weeks. Her response was, oh, my God. I've been waiting for this moment. And we circled her, laid hands on her, and God touched her. Hallelujah. That's what God wants to. He wants to use us in the most simplest ways. That's not hard. Just walk in faith. I'm going to ask all of us to stand. Hallelujah.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.